T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We are Dukes and Bell. Happy Halloween, everybody. We start every day and every hour by saying,
hey, man.
It has been a fun Friday. If you missed our conversation with Ben Volen, he writes for the Boston Globe, covers the Patriots. Really good stuff from him in regards to how the Patriots are operating right now. And after the interview, Mike and I both looked at each other. We went to break, came out of break, and I said, do you feel better or worse after hearing how the Patriots are rolling right now? Because here's the difference between what happened last week and those sorry Dolphins doing what Dolphins do last night and then what we saw the weekend before. This is a good team, and they're on a five-game win streak. The Dolphins were a 1-6 team coming in here with so many flaws, and we allowed them to slap us in the face. Then last night, they came back to earth. They get embarrassed at home, and their general manager gets fired. So a lot of Falcon fans are going, they're terrible. We knew this last week, and yet we didn't show up. And now we've got to go up to New England, Mike, where there's some real momentum and a quarterback that's playing really well.
And not to be a conspiracy theorist, because I don't believe in – well, some I do believe in. But one of our listeners brought this up earlier. Not that there was an impetus from the coach or the front office to say, hey, if we got some guys that are a little banged up and maybe need another week – maybe we rest them against Miami. A couple of guys asked that on the text line.
Fair.
I mean, hard to imagine we're that incompetent to think we could go in with three-quarter strength and beat anybody, let alone a team. Again, maybe they got, you know, a little hubris. They thought they could beat a 1-6 team at home. Most Falcon fans did. I know walking into Mercedes-Benz, I thought we could. And they turn around and get completely smoked. The general manager gets fired. A lot of folks felt that should have maybe happened 5 years ago. The coach is still there. Ross is going to stick with Mike McDaniel till the end of the season. Regardless, it further exacerbates Falcon fans' aggravation to see what the Ravens did last night to the Dolphins at home.
It really does. One thing we know we've got to do, and we will give you our full predictions coming up and what we think as to what it takes to win a game up there on Sunday, we got to stop the run. And today we got an injury update, Mike, where, you know, and look, this doesn't mean anything to me because every time we go, oh, well, they're without this guy, another guy shows up that you didn't expect, mm-hmm. and all of a sudden you end up losing the game anyway. And you're like, well, what happened with that? So I'm not going to put anything, any stock, okay, for me right now going into this game that they're without Ramondre Stevenson and he's been designated as he's going to be out of this game. Trayvon Henderson steps in. I don't need him to break us off for $120. So right. We asked Caden Ellis about this, and he said a lot of stuff to us this week. And I just want you to hear what he thought about how important it was to stop the run.
Yeah, you know Mike Vrabel, since he's been in Tennessee here, like, let's run downhill, baby. Come on. Like, that's what they are. That's what they've done. That's how we got Tennessee to some AFC championships. And it's one of the major factors that he's got this team rolling right now. You know, I watch every one of their games that I can with my little brother on the team. I've watched them a lot. And, you know, Drake May's playing great. And he's a great player. But, man, they got that run game going. And it opens up a lot. So, you know, we've put on what we put on film. You know, last week, it really wasn't the 49er runs that hurt us. It wasn't the first down downhill, second and short, downhill right. runs that got us in the 49ers game. We did a pretty good job putting that down. Really, it was like second and long or third and long. All of a sudden, they run it at us, and we don't knock it down for the 4 or 5 that you're supposed to, right? They got 7, 8, 9 on
it. Now it's third short.
And so that's where a lot of the yards came last week. So that's something that we have to address. We have to look at, all right, if teams are willing on second and long or third and long to just run the ball and say, hey, we think we can get them here. You know, obviously nobody, not very many teams do that in the NFL because statistically you want to throw the ball and get your, you know, these quarterbacks make all this money and the receivers that make all this money. Let's go get them open and complete this first down. So that's something we've got to look at. We've got to continue to be good on normal rundowns like we were last week. But then we have to make sure that we're dialed and ready to go. All right, they might throw it here on second and long. They might run it. We got to be able to cover both.
We talked about it off the air and on the air about how you and Divine Diablo are a hell of a combination and what he brings, especially in the passing game. And I know that JD, it had a tough day in the office, but is there any way you can help him? Because I know sometimes it seems like the yards after the catch just killed us on Sunday.
You know, JD, is since he's gotten here, I've been very impressed with just how smart he is. He's like, he wasn't a rookie last year, like coming in with him. He wasn't. He's one of the smartest players I've played with, not only in how he studies, but also instinctually. And I know he's going to bounce back. He's going to be good. You know, I didn't have the game I wanted against the 49ers, and he played pretty dang well that game. You know, I had a pretty good game last week, and, you know, he didn't have the game he wanted. All right, let's zero this thing in. Let's both ball out together, and we'll get this thing covered.
What do you and Jesse, I'm just talking about the vets, as Mike was saying. I mean, David Onyemata, there's a bunch of AJ. Mm-hmm. Do y'all get together and have conversations and then take it to the rest of the defense? Or is this just an individual thing where if you feel like saying what's on your mind, it's like, yo, and then you just pop off? Like, yep. How does that work for you guys?
You know, we'll keep some things in-house, but at the end of the day, you know, there were a couple things. You know, some guys got up and said some really awesome things in our defensive meeting
sure.
after the game, which, you know, guys really appreciated. I think people have responded well to. And like you said, it was veterans that everybody respects. Said things in a, you know, a great manner that, you know, needed to be said.
Needed to be said.
Yep.
Yeah.
And some of the vets have come in, and again, things in-house, but there's some extra things that we got to work on. You know, a little right. more work that we got to put in. You know, sorry to the kids and fam. We'll be a little later home this week. And works, and that's got to be the new process, and we'll keep going from there. So.
Right. I think I know the answer, but I'll ask you anyway. You tune out the outside noise, but you feel the pressure because we talked to Coach, expectations aside. I mean, you're feeling the pressure now because we said to Coach, it feels like there's crossroads for the season.
Yeah.
You can go one way or the other.
Which way is it going to go? Come on.
Right.
Like, and again, you know, I don't have social media. I don't have
good idea.
Stuff. But
purposely?
But,
purposely, by the way?
Purposely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have you ever?
Yeah. When I was in, I think I got rid of it my second year in the NFL.
Just too much?
Too much, you know.
Too much negativity.
There's some poison on that thing, you know. Not only in football, but just in life, and it's not what I need.
Fair.
So
okay, go ahead.
But yeah, man, we put a lot on ourselves too. Like, I mean, even without, like, I'm sure I could read every comment, everything that's out there, and everybody's opinion. If every fan could voice what they felt, like, I'd feel it, and I got you.
Right.
But also, like, if we just went in one by one throughout the team and the coaches and the nutrition staff and the training room, and the strength staff and everybody that's here, I'm pretty sure if all of us voiced it, it'd probably be even stronger. You know, we've got the want, we've got the hunger, we've got the desire. Now you got to go win, and it's as simple as that. So at this fork in the road, let's go win.
Offensive line, coaches mentioned, this is coming from Ross, saying, hey, we didn't play well up front. You've been seeing these guys since camp. Actually, OTAs, I guess, you know, going back to when you guys early in the summer. Tell us about this O-line, man. And look, there have been games we broke the Bills off, right? We broke Commanders off for a bunch of yards. You've seen these guys operate. But then when we have bad games, or at least the last few weeks, it's been, hey, up front, we're not getting it done. What would you say about our offensive line?
Man, they're led by some awesome veterans, and we've got some guys that have stepped up big time. Really happy with Tyler, what he's done coming in. And obviously that's not what you want, to have your one in. Backup
right.
tackle
right.
go down, right? And he's come in and he's played phenomenal. Like, and I know, I mean, he's got stuff, he's got, everybody does, but like, I just sit there and I watch the pass pro and I'm like, dude, you're balling. Like, I'm so happy we got him. News has obviously come in, and after losing Drew, and right. News has just been, you know, he's doing his thing, going against him all the OTAs, all camp, balling. And you know what? like you said, they've had some great games, and I love watching those games when they're great because, man, do they free up Bijan and Tyler, and they open up the passing game.
I think it was Minnesota. I want to see you and Devine. Yep. There was, y'all were mic'd
getting
up.
After it.
Yep. And you come to the sidelines, and I want to say either he said it to you, and you were like, man, O-line's killing it.
Killing it. They are killing it. Like, look what they're doing.
You know?
And, you know, just go be you every day, right? And it's not to say, like, you're going to go up against some great D-lines. You're going to go up against some great schemers. You're going to go up against some great linebackers, some great guys. Like, it happens in the NFL. It does.
Right.
But let's have, like, 95% of the time, you guys be exactly who we know you are and just go dominate, right? And that I mean, that's the trenches. Everybody knows it. Like, how did the Philadelphia Eagles win last year?
That's right, up front.
Was it all those, you know, special guys, stars? I mean, they got to score when they get the ball. They do. But at the end of the day, up front, O-line, D-line, it wins. It wins. Like, because that's just where you wear and tear. That's where you break someone. That's where you take the will of the opponent is the O and D-line. So O-line, let's go. Right. D-line, let's go. And I believe, man, they're so special. They're special groups. And I know they're going to get going.
Great conversation with our man, Caden. Now, a lot of folks hitting us up on the text line who didn't hear it initially on Wednesday saying, man, I love hearing Caden.
Yeah.
Gives me some hope about this weekend because there's some leadership in that building. But as we said, you know, the coach has got to scheme it, put the guys in a position to succeed.
I want to believe that we are going to respond. I said as much this morning in Boston when I was asked this question about what happens on Sunday. But I also think, Mike, that we have to show the capacity to be able to score touchdowns consistently, and we just haven't. And that is where my reservation is. And I hope, again, Sunday at 4:30, that I'm celebrating with a cocktail and saying, man, look how good this offense was today, and let's build on it, not talking about what we continuously are talking about, Mike, and that is, why are we not scoring touchdowns in the red zone?
Why are we bipolar on our, I mean, the run game? Physicality, running game, we always talk about an attitude. You know, we have Mark Schlereth, he talks about it. Run the football. Things, all good things come from us establishing the run. Can you do that? It's the second best run team. You know, Penix Jr. is going to be called on to make some plays. So this, how we go from looking so good to looking so bad these last two. And Carl, you lose this game 3-5, kiss the division away. You'll be lucky if you make a wild card. And that would require basically not losing down the stretch.
Yeah.
And I don't think that this team is capable of that kind of run.
They haven't shown that, Mike. They haven't shown it. This Saturday from noon until 2, join Ali Mack at Lusab Kia in Cumming and get ready for Sunday's big game. One lucky fan's going to win the ultimate tailgate kit, 50-inch 4K smart TV with rolling stand and other prizes. Plus, another winner's going to take home tickets to an upcoming home game. Again, it's Saturday from noon to 2 at Lusab Kia in Cumming with Ali Mack and Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Coming back, we got to talk some college football. Dog fans, are you ready for the weekend? Georgia Tech, Mike says, watch out. It's Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Before we get to the Dogs, let's talk about what else is going on, because there is a story that could affect the Dogs in a different way. Now, LSU fires their athletic director, Scott Woodward, last night. The crazy thing is LSU's interim athletic director's name's Virge Ausberry. He has apparently been given full authority to hire the Tigers' next head football coach.
Right.
Now, I don't believe all of that to be true. I think as the governor had something to do with it, Jeff Landry told reporters that Woodward wouldn't be involved in hiring Kelly's replacement.
That athletic director will not be selecting our next head coach, Tiger fans, rest assured.
Well, then Woodward gets fired. Now you're saying, okay, Dukes, what's that got to do with Georgia? Well, what if they call Josh Brooks? Because Georgia is really showing the rest of the country how to do this. And Josh has done an amazing job. Now, I'm not telling you I want to lose Josh Brooks. I think he's amazing. I think he's done a really good job at his job. But more importantly, he's hired some really good folks. And, Mike, when you talk about where Kirby is in the football situation, I said this earlier. Josh, we know you listen. The certainty of where you're at right now is a much better situation than the uncertainty of what's going on at LSU, even if you were to go and if he was to be offered the job. None of this has happened. And then, Mike, he's involved in this process. I only say that, Dog fans, to say this is what happens when schools are looking for their next guy.
Yeah, they're going
to
raid the best. You get the best of the best of the best.
Sure.
And, yeah, Josh Brooks, tremendous fundraiser. Day-Day pointed out, I mean, obviously the bell cow is men's basketball, football. He's picked some good coaches in the other programs at Georgia. But, yeah, he's got a great relationship with Kirby. You've been able to give Kirby that sort of blank check that Mark Richt never had, and that's partly because the job that you just talked about that Josh Brooks is doing. He does have ties to LSU, though.
No, he does.
Which makes it, you know, a little nerve-wracking for Georgia fans.
Well, but I'll say this, and this goes to anybody who's had a chance to either go back to where you were or go back home or somewhere where you thought was really good. Timing is everything. Right now might not be the best time, Mike, to do that, even though, all right, yeah, he's got ties. But it's like Kirby. Guys, Kirby could have took another job somewhere else when he was at Alabama. He waited. He waited, and then he finally got the job opening that he wanted, and the timing was right. So I don't know if that's the case. For me, right now, I know LSU fans are like, y'all are crazy. It's a great job. Okay. But the governor apparently is running everything.
Well, again, it's Louisiana. I mean, football is more important than anything else the governor would be doing right now.
That's a shame.
You know, it's Louisiana, as we said to Carl and I were joking around earlier, it's like a whole other country. Going back to Huey Long, I mean, it's just they're just wired differently over there.
But here's the deal. I'm going to say this. This is the same governor that wanted a live tiger back on the sidelines 2 years ago.
Oh, that's an
It's the same dude.
It's an intimidation factor.
You know, and they were like, well, we don't think we'll be able to provide that. This is ridiculous.
Well, we're living in ridiculous times, Carl.
Yes, but let football people and people understand what these hirings are about rather than a guy who just feels good about, well, I like this guy and we're going to hire him.
But it plays politically. It plays politically. I mean, the goobers that voted for this guy, it plays. He knows what's important. Not education, not that welfare. It's about the football team. Either way, that's the way it's always been out there. But you're right. Josh Brooks, that's a consideration. And then, of course, the head coach that everybody wants. And would LSU fans be satisfied with anyone else not named Lane Kiffin right now? That's going to be interesting to see where this goes. And if Lane Kiffin just basically says, I'm really happy in Ole Miss. I believe in the Ole Miss process. They're going to cough up the loot to compete with the LSUs and everyone else in the world. I don't know if they could do that in an arms race, Carl, financially. But everybody wants Lane Kiffin. Then you get into, there's the second tier of coaches. Coach, you know, we talked about Vanderbilt. We talked about folks coming at Brent Key. You know, talking about some of the other coaches in smaller schools as well.
Just looking at Woodward's buyout, $6 million on top of what you just paid Brian Kelly.
Oh, yeah. ADs don't come for free.
No, that's a given. My point is, there's $60 million out of the door right there, and that's not to include what you're about to bring in. So,
well, I mean, I'm hoping Ron DeSantis takes a cue from Governor Landry. and fires Michael Alford once we finally get rid of Mike Norvell.
Oh, so yeah, you want him to make that choice.
Well, Michael Alford has been there since 21. He also gave the stupidest vote of confidence ever when there's only about, what, two dozen schools looking for a coach? And Florida State's probably right there with Virginia Tech in the pecking order. And to give a guy a vote of confidence, not the brightest move right about now.
Right.
In the minds of a lot of Noles fans.
That is playing out. And again, Josh may be like, I'm not taking any phone calls. Maybe he is. Who knows? But at the end of the day, that is how it could affect Georgia the road.
But Jay Batt, think about what the job he did. Perfect timing, too.
Absolutely.
You know, for getting everybody, all the ducks in a row, getting everybody on the same, you know, page with Georgia Tech, which for many years was like herding kittens. And to get, you know, the – no, look, we're still waiting for the men's basketball program to have a healthy season for a full year. But I think, you know, that's a guy in Jay Batt you hate, and they lost him. So it's guys are moving on, brother.
No, it's the nature of college football. Meanwhile, let's talk dogs real quick because, look, I feel good about their chances on Saturday. I'm not fearful. I think everything's aligned the way it should be heading into this game.
You think Georgia boat races Florida?
I think they handle business. I do. Look, they have been a second-half team, but the deal with Georgia is, you know, even in these games where they've had to come back, the second half, they've just dominated pretty much everybody on the schedule. So my guess is, Mike, even if it's a close game in the first half, I just feel like in the second half they'll do what they've been doing and they'll turn it on. And I feel like they win by double digits. Is that 20? I don't know. But I do feel like it's 10 or more against this Florida team who right now, if we talk about identity with the Falcons, what's Florida's identity? I mean, Billy Napier gets fired and you go, well, they're supposed to have a good quarterback. They're supposed to have all these athletes that can make plays on offense. They're supposed to be good on defense, on the defense front seven.
Well, if their wide receivers were healthier, I think maybe you'd be a little more concerned.
I would agree.
Because the LSU, I said to Carl earlier, that LSU game that, you know, Lagway was looked bad because everybody he was throwing to, either he's missing, the timing was off, interceptions, turnovers. So if you don't have that, I don't know if you can just put it all on Lagway's shoulders the way that, you know, Georgia Tech does, you know, with Haynes King. But it is going to be interesting to see how Billy Gonzalez, which he's a guy who's been a lifer at Florida, I mean, a lot of his career going all the way back to Urban Meyer. And I think the phrase, you'll hear the conversation with Kalen DeBoer guy is coming up at 6, if you missed it from yesterday, about, and he said it, galvanizing, because they're going up now against LSU. How does their interim coach get there? Because LSU's got athletes. They just, for whatever reason, Brian Kelly never ran the football properly. And his play call, I mean, I got to be honest, Carl, you know, it got old there with the governor watching Brian Kelly yelling at his assistants every damn game, too.
Yeah. I just, that look, and I'm making fun of Jeff Landry because that's how I feel. I feel like he was sitting in his office, what is going on here? And then, you know, he makes a couple of phone calls. I told you Josh listens to this show. Hi, Josh. So much so, he's put out a statement. Is that correct, sir?
Yes, from his Twitter account, @Brooks_UGA. Georgia fans, with success often comes speculation, but I want to address it directly. I have not been contacted by anyone at LSU, and more importantly, I have no interest in any other job. My full focus remains on the University of Georgia, our student athletes, coaches, staff, and fans. This is home to me, and I'm honored to play a part in the incredible progress we've made together. The best days for Georgia athletics are still ahead, and I look forward to continuing to build on the championship standard we've established here in Athens. Let's go have some fun in Jacksonville. Go Dawgs.
In essence, stop this foolishness. I'm not going anywhere. Okay. Look, I think he
good
has
to hear.
It is. I think he has to do this, though, because we're talking about it. We know other people are talking about it. And maybe even behind the scenes, Mike, there may have been some chatter. He has to do this. So, Josh, thank you, because that's what we were wondering.
Good news. The other big storylines this week in the SEC, I said to Carl earlier, think of it as like a playoff game already. Loser leaves town. Oklahoma going to Knoxville. Both teams with two losses. And I hate to get you nervous in the service, but Texas against Vandy and Arch Manning, you know, I mean, in the concussion protocol, who's the backup? He can do the job for the Longhorns?
Yeah, but when you say nervous, like, the only thing is, this is the decision that could make or break Sark. And I said this. Do you play a guy who's been cleared or is out of concussion protocol in Arch Manning, who arguably had his best game last week, was unbelievable in the fourth quarter to lead them from 17 down on the road against Miss State? Or do you turn to a backup, Mike, and feel like, hey, as good as Vandy's playing and Diago Pavia, we can still win this game. And if you do, nobody complains. If you don't, everybody's going to say you should have played Arch.
Right. Vandy, I think it's a 3-point dog right now in Austin.
Yeah. I think it's going to be a really entertaining game.
I think Josh Heupel, by the way, sort of catch up, beats Oklahoma in the other game to sort of keep their hopes alive for the playoff.
So do I. I like Tennessee in that game. I'll just say Campbell came in last week. That's the kid. His name's Matthew Campbell. Okay. Or Caldwell, excuse me. He came in last week in the overtime and led them to that overtime victory at Miss State. All right, we're coming back. How do the Falcons win on Sunday? What do they need to do? What type of performance does Michael Penix need to have? We're going to tell you next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Happy Halloween. Are we going to have a spooky weekend with the Falcons heading up to New England? Here's the thing, Mike. First and foremost, what's the injury update? Because that's what everybody needs to know before we start talking about the keys and what it's going to take to get a victory up there against the Patriots.
Yeah, the big story is a guy that I wanted to see out there because I thought I could maybe help, especially whether you're trying to start with your base defense or even if you know you want to put him out there and it's not a dime package, Billy Bowman. And apparently Billy Bowman is definitely going to be out for this game, and that's a bit of a buzzkill because he has missed some time, and we love his ball-hawking ability. Also, guys, we find out that Casey Washington is out. So depth at wide receiver, Drake London. We saw a video from D-Led. Thanks, Mike and Carl. He's moving. So he looks ambulatory. Zach Harrison, who, of course, had that deflection to help get the interception to seal the game a few weeks back when we were winning, he's also out. But the good news is Darnell Mooney, full participant with a hamstring. Drake, full participant with that hip. Kyle Pitts coming off the ankle injury, full participant. Penix is going to play. Algier with the knee. Limited, though, Jesse Bates still icing up son with that knee. And Jalen Walker shows up as limited with that groin injury.
Yep.
And you and I were talking about him. You know, please, give me something, rookies. I need some edge rush, baby. I need some heat. Leonard Floyd dealing with a hammy. We talked to Caden Ellis. He got a resting day because he's older. Jake Matthews still getting a little gimpy with that ankle. So we're not at 100%, nor are the Patriots, but they've got a lot less guys on their injury report. The big name is Ramondre Stevenson, but they've got other guys that can run, including their quarterback, who is their second leading rusher. So as the descriptions, as we heard Jeff Ulbrich say, he's kind of like a smaller version of Josh Allen, are on point.
For me, this comes down to, first of all, the fact that you've got, from an offensive standpoint, Darnell Mooney available, Pitts available, Drake London available, Penix is out there. So the excuses of us missing a piece or two, throw that out the window. Secondly, I need a great game for Michael Penix. When we talk about what kind of performance that we're looking for, first of all, offensive coordinator Zach, help him. I don't need him to throw the ball 45 times, but I also need him to be consistent and, more importantly, efficient. Give me that 21 for 27. Give me that 20 for 26 number with 250, 260, Mike, whatever it might be, and potentially a couple of touchdowns because I need him to throw one in the red zone. But we also, to get a win this Sunday, have to stop this run game. And Mike alludes to Drake May, which we were talking about on the show. It's one of those hidden stats that nobody's talking about, but this is why they were talking about that whole Josh Allen thing. And I actually think he's running more than Josh Allen. I think Josh is running for scrambles now. Some of this stuff is designed. You'll see it on Sunday. Some of this stuff, he's got 51 carries. Guys, that's more carries than a lot of running backs in the league. So RPO stuff that they've been running with Drake is opening up some of their passing game, and because of his size and stature, they can do that. Got to stop the run game. Don't believe me? Listen to our interview with Caden Ellis, which we just played at 5 o'clock, where he goes, man, you know what Vrabel wants to do, run downhill.
Right.
Mike, second and long. I want you guys to pay attention to this weekend. Second and 8, second and 9. If they run the football on us and they're picking up 7 or 8 yards, Mike, that's what killed us 2 weeks ago.
Right, and especially if we're going 3 and out, it's just what Miami did. They ran the ball down our throat. They mixed it up with, again, attacking the middle of our interior defense. That's J.D. Bertrand. We're going to see other guys in that mix. And we heard the coach and Jeff Ulbrich talked about a number of players will be rotating in. Caden talked about it in our interview. It's that, nothing against JD, it's just he struggles at times in pass coverage. Yards after the catch, that's where the Dolphins got us. So I would think that it doesn't take a leap of faith to figure Josh McDaniels is going to look at what Miami did and say, I can replicate a lot of that.
Yeah.
Even though maybe my athletes aren't as speedy, because Miami, as you said last week, is based on speed. But Travion Henderson out of Ohio State, he has not had a lot of carries. 53 for 228, he's averaging just over 4. But he's going to be the guy toting the mail. And they also brought some guys up from the practice squad.
Well, they drafted him high, so they have a lot of high expectations for him. And, you know, this again, you don't want this to be the coming out party of a particular
player. Well, guess what?
That's what you don't want. You don't
want
that.
But this goes back to, see, that's why, you know, remember, if you could take it back, we're coming off the win against Buffalo, and then say, okay, we're going to San Francisco. We talked all about Christian McCaffrey and all the things that Robert Saleh was going to do. And, man, we just know that, oh, man, they're going to have some. We said, no. We're going to be the hammer, not the nail, right? The heck with Shanahan. We're going to dictate. And we didn't. They punched us in the mouth. Coach said, wow, they really out-physicaled us. Okay. We come back to Miami. Play him here at the Benz. What happens? We're going to dictate. No. Carl, we had 18 less plays, and Miami took away our ability to run the football, which then all the things we want to do with the creativity we keep banging on Zach Robinson for, he doesn't have the ability to do that because you don't have the touches. So that's the worry. The worry is they stymie our run game and say, make Michael Penix Jr. beat us. Can he do that on the road?
Well, that's why I said I need a great game from Michael. See, if he starts out a game, Mike, with confidence and quick hitters, and all of a sudden he's making those throws, as the game goes on, you get more confidence in him being able to deliver if it comes down to that. The problem is I don't think Zach has given him that confidence. The only game we came out and started throwing, which made no sense, by the way, was the Carolina game. And we were fresh off a game where we had broke a team off, you know, for 150 or whatever it was, and you come out and you're trying to throw the ball around. I just felt like it was the wrong approach. But that game's – it's gone. No crying over spilt milk. 404-726-0929. What do you think it's going to take for the Falcons to get a victory up there against the Patriots? And look, we didn't overhype or underestimate, at least I didn't, what the Miami Dolphins were last week. They were a bad football team coming in here. And then they showed it last night. I'm not overhyping what the Patriots are. They are a good football team on a 5-game win streak. Guys, you don't win 5 in a row in the NFL not considered to be a good football team. And they're at home. So this is the task that's in front of us. And for everybody's like, man, you and Mike, do you guys think we don't have a chance? I'm not telling you we don't have a chance, but I think we got to play one of our best games coming off of one of our worst games. Can we do that?
I don't like our chances this week in New England. I just don't. I think, you know, to lose to Miami, you know, unless we're going to continue to be this roller coaster, which, you know, you guys, you lose this game, look at the teams in the NFC that are in front of you in the playoffs. You know, we talk about, you literally, I joked around, I'm not trying to be a jerk, but I mean, you'd need Baker Mayfield to get hit by a truck.
No, you're right.
To lose out. Tampa Bay's not going to do what we did. They're not going to blow a lead in this division the way we did. They're not built like that. They're better coached. They're better. Even with the injuries, they've overcome adversity with the injuries they've seen on both sides, but mostly on offense. So we got to get it in gear. Because you lose this game, and you said it. If the Colts lose to Pittsburgh, that's probably not the best for us either.
No.
Because then we get the Colts motivated next week in Germany. So you could be 3-6, and then I think Arthur Blank has a press conference. And it ain't going to be good for him and maybe not good for Terry Fontenot.
You sure you want to go over there?
Well, I mean, look, we've already booked a trip, Jay. I mean, we'll go see the Berlin Wall, go see Checkpoint Charlie, have some schnitzel, going to go see Prague. Me and D-Led have already planned. D's bringing his wife, love some dinner. Thanks, Mike. I'll put it on AJC.
Wait, you're only going to have dinner with D-Led?
If we can't put it together, yeah, over in Berlin.
Oh, that'll be.
We had this conversation the other day. I mean, it'd be kind of fun.
I'm not saying anything, man.
Fair enough.
Because I will say this. If, in fact, we don't get a victory on Sunday, there's going to be a lot of people looking for refunds. I'll say that. There's a lot of dough to make that trip. And, you know, at the end of the day, you want to support your team and you want to go over there. But I felt like a lot of people booked that trip with the anticipation that we would be in a lot better situation than we are.
Right.
And, you know, all of that other stuff is nice. It's great, Mike. You're right. But, you know, a lot of people are going for this game, and they're like, man, I'm getting a chance to go cheer on my team, and it's just frustrating if we're not able to pick up a victory on Sunday.
I wasn't thinking the highlight would be to have a delightful dinner with D-Led and his wife. But I'm just saying. But, I mean, yes, I get it. Fans are upset. We don't like a lot of these international games anyway. It's the way of the world with the NFL. It's not changing. But, I mean, Raheem Morris, you were on Nesson up in Boston. I was on Toucher's show on the Sports Hub up there in Boston. And they were asking us, you know, what's up with your team? Bijan looks like he's gonna be a legitimate MVP candidate. And all of a sudden now his yards and his carries and everything goes out the window. I said, I know. I go, we're in a situation where, and I explained the background of Kirk Cousins, and maybe this, you know, this offensive coordinator is, you know, having a hard time, because everything I hear is, okay, you have a plan, they stop your plan, what, and I said this for the fifth time today, Carl, how come we can't pivot? Other teams have to pivot. Other teams have to say, okay, this isn't working, what's next? You talked about the adjustments that teams make that we just don't seem to make.
Well, Vrabel specifically, in the second half of these games, and that's something that Ben Volen brought up, but this is something I've been looking at, like, even when the Patriots haven't started out great, the second half, they come out and it looks like a different team. And part of that is, for everybody says they don't make adjustments in the NFL, I don't buy it. Like, I don't believe in that. There are times, yes, where you go into a locker room and we're playing well, there's really nothing to talk about, let's keep it moving. There are other times where you go, this play is killing us, this guy is killing us, and this is how we need to adjust. And then all of a sudden, those guys disappear in the second half. That is what he's really good at. And that's all I'm saying about, like, the second half of this game, to me, Mike, is where this game is going to be decided.
But that's the thing. I mean, you think if somebody was attacking a linebacker, if they had an injury and as a backup linebacker, Vrabel's going to keep rolling it out there and hope for the best. And again, I mentioned this a lot this week because it really ticked me off. The coach goes, yeah, J.D. Bertrand really had a bad. Yeah, you'll say that about J.D. Bertrand. You won't say that about your OC. You know, I mean, when everybody around the country is going, what are you doing? You know, analysts, guys that had NFL experience, like Kurt Warner, not just Dan Orlovsky. You know, so then maybe Ronnie Harrison should just be out there and JD's not. Or you bring one of the safeties, Carl, in, or you take your lumps if they run the football on you.
Well, look, the way
that's what irks me. We were static in a bad situation that just killed us.
Mike, if we start this game with some different personnel, potentially, it tells us that that's the adjustment. If we don't, then what they're saying is we're going to roll with the guys that we have, and we feel like they're just going to play better. Right. That's why the whole Ronnie situation and who they're going to have out there is going to be interesting to see when the game starts on Sunday.
Another guys and a couple guys, I know it's been, you don't listen every day. We like you to listen every day if
please
you can.
Please do.
But we talked about the other day, the reason they brought Divine Diablo is, for whatever reason, I guess you don't want to deal in absolutes and say, you know, we don't really expect Troy Anderson to play this year. But basically, from what I'm reading from the coaching staff and what Raheem said this week, don't expect to see Troy Anderson playing this year. And this is year four from when he was drafted as a second-round pick. And we got Divine Diablo as an insurance policy, and he turned out to be as good and athletic and did the kind of things that Troy, those few occasions he was healthy, could do. And now we're really missing him, Carlos, and he becomes a linchpin. Is Jalen Walker too big to do those things, size-wise, to drop back and cover?
No. No, I don't think so. I don't believe that's the case. I think he can do all of those things. I think they've been asking him to do certain specific things. But his main issue is, Mike, you can't do that when you got a broke hammy. You can't.
He's banged up with a groin.
Yeah, that's like, you know, excuse me, yes, the groin. I think that's the bigger issue. Can he do those things? Yes. Do you want to put him back there or put him in position to do some of those things? I don't know if you want to put that extra stress on that.
We were toe-to-toe with the Buccaneers, and they looked pretty darn good, and we, of course, couldn't get to overtime. Maybe we win that. We beat Minnesota. We look great in Minnesota. Now, granted, I don't want to start to, you know, as we used to say with Arthur Smith's line, we don't apologize for wins. But all of a sudden, you know, J.J. McCarthy looked like he's completely out of his element in that game in Minnesota. And that's when we saw Pierce and Jalen and everybody getting after it. And then, you know, critics have said, and some of our own listeners have said, yeah, you beat the Commanders with Jaden Daniels. Now they don't look like a playoff team.
Well, yes.
So all of a sudden now.
But the defense was out there.
But we did beat the. That's what makes it so crazy. You look so good against Buffalo in a Monday night, in an electric atmosphere, and then you just stink it up the next two games. And this is now on the road outdoors in New England. The weather's not a concern. You'll be in the 50s.
Nah, it'll be fine. Matter of fact, it's perfect football weather. Coming up, we had a great conversation with Kalen DeBoer. The number four team in the country is Alabama. We want you to hear this because he talks about his quarterback, he talks about coaches' contracts, and he talks about the moment. Like, am I in over my head here at Alabama? We talked to him yesterday when we were at Metro Bottle, so you will hear this conversation when we come back, but it's really good. Stay right there. Kalen DeBoer is on the way on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.